Welcome to the First Amendment News Podcast, a fictional timeline of a futuristic world set in the year 2076 and going back in time to the year 2024. Due to a collapsed economy, the United States of America has splintered off into six separate independent entities of government, and a unified Korea has assumed superpower status and established world dominance. Your host for the podcast series is news anchor Matt Amazon, a fictional character brought to life by Amazon Polly, a leader in text-to-voice technology. Please settle in and join us with tonight's broadcast. This is Matt Amazon, reporting for First Amendment News. Tonight, First Amendment News continues our multi-part series with an in-depth look back at the historic events which have spanned the previous 50 years. The series chronicles the significant milestones and circumstances which led to the collapse of the most powerful nation on Earth, the subsequent formation of six splinter nations which formed the coalition of former American states, and the establishment of the Korean Haeundae-Jeju Province along the far northwest rim of North America. Tonight's segment, Season 1, Episode 29. Japan sells off $1 trillion in U.S. Treasury notes. August 4, 2076, First Amendment News. Article originally released by APNS, March 23, 2026, Seoul, Korea. Over the weekend in Seoul, Premier Cho of Korea and Prime Minister Yokoma of Japan met to discuss key economic policies relating to the Haeundae-Jeju Alliance. Outside financial observers believe the two dominant players within the Asian-Pacific Rim coalition had major differences relating to the direction the alliance should move, both economically and militarily. The Yokoma government had expressed a desire to proceed with caution and assure the Beijing government that the multinational union does not pose a threat to China or its interest in the region. While Cho believed the new coalition must face China head-on and show Beijing that the union is an equal, both in military and economic strength. Both Japan and Korea were stepping out into unknown political territory. In the past, both nations had relied heavily on the American military for support and security. When the Americans abandoned the region 3 years ago, China became the unquestionable prevailing power. And while Tokyo leaned toward developing a better working relationship with Beijing, Cho saw an opportunity for the new unified Korea to expand and challenge the Chinese Leviathan as the leader of the region. However, Cho realized in order to challenge China that two key elements must take place. First, the unification of all nations within the bounds of the Asian-Pacific Rim. And secondly, China had to be distracted by a different opponent and then weakened economically by a sudden, unexpected event. Cho saw the recent India-China border skirmish as the distraction he needed. The disturbance to the east provided the opportunity to spring his economic surprise. So in his weekend meeting with Yokoma, Cho demanded the Japanese government get on board and totally align with the Korean economic and defense policy. Next, Cho stipulated Japan sell off all of their U.S. Treasury notes, buy Korean national bonds, and insist the International Monetary Fund declare the Korean won a reserve currency on the international money market. With the move, Cho realized that the instant sell-off of over $1 trillion in U.S. Treasury notes would cause a global financial panic and the dollar's value would plunge. His plan is to see if Beijing will sell off their trillion-dollar investment of U.S. Treasury notes and totally destroy the American economy, or ride out the crisis and attempt to rescue the faltering dollar. In Washington, President Ahmed responded that she had not been forewarned of the Japanese intent to sell off their U.S. investments and had no idea why the Yokoma government would make such a drastic and ill-conceived monetary realignment. Ahmed stated that she plans to meet later in the day with top congressional leaders, her cabinet, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and Federal Reserve Bank of New York President Austin Green to discuss a strategy to circumvent the dollar's downward spiral and stabilize global financial market. When asked, Ahmed admitted she had not heard from Beijing, but had spoken with several European leaders and the British and Canadian prime ministers. Each leader reassured her that they would hold off until after today's meeting with her monetary experts before making any decision on their holdings of U.S. Treasury notes. No matter the damage done to Washington or the global financial community, Cho's power play has launched Korea onto the international scene as a major player, and if it materializes as Cho has envisioned, the Haeundae-Jeju Alliance as a new world power which China, Russia, and the European Union must consider and respect as a player. This concludes our replay of Japan sells off $1 trillion in U.S. Treasury notes. Our next report in the series, declining dollar levels off as China holds Treasury notes. This has been First Amendment Broadcast News. Preserving our unalienable rights defined in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the former United States of America, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. First Amendment Broadcast News originates from the Communication Center off the former United States Coast Guard cutter, Richard Snyder, currently anchored off the coast of Bermuda. This has been Matt Amazon reporting for First Amendment News. Good night. You have been listening to a podcast of First Amendment News. This episode was written and produced by Pop Nose and recorded from Pop and KK's Place Studio. First Amendment News intro and closing music is the instrumental Algorithms from the album ARPS by Chad Crouch. Visit Podington Bear's website at soundofpicture.com for a full listing of his music. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please join us again for our next episode of First Amendment News.